Welcome to George's Diary Podcast, brought to you by House of Vasilia. In this teaching, George is starting a new series on the subject, Accessing Divine Help. We believe that at the end of this teaching, you will get to have a whole new perspective as regards to your situations and how to access the provisions God already made available for you.
All right, so I'm excited to be starting up this new series, and I believe it's going to answer a lot of your questions. It's going to bring clarity. Sometimes we find ourselves in circumstances, in situations where we believe that we need divine help, but sometimes we don't see this divine help forthcoming. How do we key into divine help? How do we key into God's divine help? But meanwhile, it's very important to know that the primary thing God wanted to do has been done. The very primary thing God wanted to do is to save us and to unite us with Him. And that has been done. That was accomplished in Jesus. Jesus have settled every aspect of salvation. Jesus have settled every aspect of salvation. The Bible says in Ephesians that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings. There is no blessing with which we have not been blessed with. Now, when it comes to the issue of salvation, everything has been settled. And the only way we key into it is by believing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is that. So, but then we'll be going a different route today. We're going to be talking about keying into divine help. Keying into divine help. And in each of this teaching, in each, it will come by episodes. It will come in series. And I hope it may be about 4, 5, or 6 different series. And so the first thing we are going to be talking today on how to key into divine help is we are going to be talking about the Word of God. When you find yourself in circumstances, when you find yourself in challenges, when you find yourself in situations that are beyond your own comprehension, the first thing you do is to ask yourself, what is the mind of God concerning this situation? You ask yourself, what is the mind of God concerning this situation? You search the scriptures, you try to know what God has said as regards to the situation that you are facing. I'm going to be going a bit deeper in that. When you talk about searching the scriptures, someone might ask, so when I find myself in a very bad situation that needs urgent intervention, do I need to take time and start searching the scripture? The truth is that I keep telling my friends that I may not know everything God has to say, but I know what God cannot say. I may not know everything God has said, but I know what God cannot say. The reason is this: when certain things does not align with the already revealed Word of God, I know that this is not from God. So sometimes when I find myself in certain situations, I deal with it with respect to the Word. Meanwhile, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you up with my victorious right hand." Now look at that again. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Now when you find yourself in challenging situations, the first thing that should ring in your mind is what God's Word says concerning that situation. First of all, God has said, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you." There is no situation in which you find yourself that you should be afraid. There is no situation in which you find yourself that you should be afraid. And number two, don't be discouraged. First, it says, don't be afraid. Why shouldn't you be afraid? because God is with you. And then again, he said, don't be discouraged. Why shouldn't you be discouraged? Because he is your God. Now, the knowledge of God's presence keeps fear away. And the knowledge of who God is keeps you encouraged and motivated. He said, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Then again, he said, don't be discouraged, for I am your God. And then he went on to say, I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. So when you find yourself in certain situations, no matter the situation, whether it is something you got yourself into, or whether it was just what happened, there is no special circumstances where God said we should be afraid. There is no special circumstances where God said we should be discouraged. Are you getting that? He said, don't be afraid, for I am with you. So because I know God is with me, I don't have to be afraid. That's why the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down. And at a point he said, even though I walk through the valleys of shadows of death, I shall fear no evil. Why should he fear no evil? The reason is because, for thou art with me. God is with me. So knowing that God is with me drives fear away. Knowing that God is with me drives fear away. That's why he said, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. And don't be discouraged, for I am your God. If you know your God, you don't get discouraged. If you know that your God is the God of 11th hour, you don't get discouraged. Each time I talk about God in this dimension, I talk about the story of Lazarus. Jesus was called to come and heal Lazarus. Yet Jesus never came when he was called upon. Jesus came even 4 days later, when Lazarus came 4 days after the death and burial of Lazarus. He had been buried for 4 days. That was when Jesus came. And if they had known who he is, they wouldn't be discouraged, even to the point of burying him. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. So knowing that he is your God saves you from being discouraged, because I know that he will strengthen me and help me. So if you want to key into divine help, I said, do what? Search the scriptures. Know what God is saying concerning that situation. And in knowing what God is saying concerning that situation, first of all, don't be afraid. How do you deal with fear? By knowing that God is with you. And the believer in Christ is not just, you know, we don't just have God with us. We have him in us. We have him in us. We have been united with him. And then again, I said, don't be discouraged. We are still looking at Isaiah 41 verse 10. But then let's get a little further to Psalms chapter 46 from verse 1 to 2. And the Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. It never said that God is ready to help in certain troubles. It never said that God is ready to help in some kinds of troubles. No, he said he is always ready. This means that he is ready by 1 o'clock, he's ready by 2 o'clock, and he's ready round the clock. This means he is ready in the morning, he is ready in the afternoon and at night. This means he is ready round the clock. This means he is ready in good situations, he is ready in bad situations, he is ready in worse situations. He is always ready to help in times of trouble. And when he talks about the times of trouble, there are no demarcation to the times of trouble. It doesn't matter the kind of trouble. It doesn't matter who got who in the trouble. It doesn't matter how you got into the trouble. All we know is that God is our refuge and strength and is always ready to help in times of trouble. And because of what we know, now that's Psalms 46 verse 1 to 2. I have read the first. It says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Unquote. Now, because of this statement, because of the knowledge that God is our strength and always ready to help in times of trouble, we will not fear when earthquakes come and when the mountains crumble into the sea. I wish you are looking into your Bibles right now. I wish you are looking into your Bibles. That's Psalms 46 from verse 1 to 2. I wish you are looking into your Bible right now. No matter what happens, even if earthquake comes and the mountains crumbles into the sea, we will not fear. Why? Because God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. This is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew when the king was mandating that they bow and worship him. And they said, we are not going to do your bidding. Even if you are going to throw us into the furnace, fire, we are not going to bow down and worship other gods. It doesn't matter what you want to do, O king. We are not afraid because we know our God. But they made a remarkable statement and they said, even if this God doesn't come to save us from this fire, we are still not going to do your bidding. Do you know why they said that? Because they know that first, it is not God's will that they succumb to this situation. It is not God's will that they succumb to the pressure. They may not know if God wants to save them or not. They knew God is able to save. They knew God is mighty to save. But they don't know how God wants to handle the circumstances. But all they know is that regardless, we'll keep trusting Him. That's what the Word of God does in you. It gives you a kind of confidence that makes you to stand your ground even when it seems answers are not coming. Even when it seems answers are not coming. Look at that again. God is our refuge and strength. Always ready to help. He is always ready to help. We know He's always ready to help. And we know that all things work for good to them that love God. We don't know how He wants to help. Whether He saves us from the fire or not, we will keep trusting Him. We won't be afraid. We won't be afraid. We will keep trusting Him. Whether we prayed and nothing happened, we will keep trusting Him. One thing I am sure of the personality of God. I am sure that God doesn't want me to bow to the pressure. I may not be sure if He wants to save me today or tomorrow. I may not be able to determine the time that He wants to do something. I may not be able to determine how He wants to do something. I may not be able to determine the strategies that He wants to use. That's His own business. My own business is to know and to believe. And therefore, I won't be afraid because I know He is with me. I won't be discouraged because He is my God. And because I know God is my refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble, I will not fear. Even if it means that earthquake comes and that the mountains crumble into the sea, I will not fear. That's what the Bible says. Yes. I just wish you are looking into your own Bible to see what God has said. So when you have God's word in you, it gives you a degree of boldness. The boldness you need makes you stand against every circumstances. You are not perturbed by what you're feeling. Whether you are seeing results or not, you keep standing. Jesus said, "Blessed are they who believe without seeing." Not they who see before they believe. Blessed are they who do what? Who believe without seeing. Some people say seeing is believing. But I know believing is seeing. So, like I said before, I may not know everything God is saying, but I know what God is not going to say. God is not going to tell me to succumb to that situation. He's not going to want me to succumb to that pressure. He wouldn't want me to be discouraged. I have to stay motivated at all times. I have to stay encouraged at all times. I don't have to be afraid of whatever situation I am faced with. And this boldness comes only from the word. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. One of the ways to defeat fear is to build your faith, is to build your most holy faith. Just like Jude said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Now, when you are hearing the word, when you are studying the word, when you are listening to the word as you are doing now, you are building your faith. You are building your faith. And as you are building this faith, you are building capacity. Capacity to withstand every circumstances. Capacity to withstand every situation. Capacity to withstand every pressure. Capacity to withstand every persecution. Capacity to withstand every challenges. The more you stay in the place of the word, the more you build capacity. And so faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. If we should reverse this statement, it means fear comes by hearing, and by hearing the words of men, by hearing the words of your own flesh, by hearing the words of the situations, by hearing the noise of these circumstances. The Bible says the devil makes noise, seeking for whom to devour. It is when you succumb to this noise that you succumb to the deceit of the enemy. The enemy wants to subject you to fear. The enemy wants to subject you to discouragement. The enemy wants you to keep asking yourself, are you sure that this God is real? The enemy wants you to, he doesn't want you to key in into divine help that has already been made available for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I talked about faith coming by hearing, and I said that when you hear the word and believe the word, it builds boldness. No wonder the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, so let us come boldly to the throne of gracious God. Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. Look at that. We are not supposed to come beggarly. We are not supposed to come crying. We are not supposed to come intimidated. We are not supposed to come in fear with shaky tongues. No, he says, let us come boldly. Do you know why you have to come boldly? Because that is when you can open up to receive. That is when you can open up to receive. Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. One of the reasons to come boldly is because you know that in Him there is mercy. So even if it is something you got yourself into, even if it is a circumstances you got yourself into by your own carelessness, even if you found yourself in a situation that came as a result of the kind of life you lived, as a result of the kind of decision you took, the Bible says, don't worry, come boldly. Come boldly. Come boldly, because it is in this throne of our gracious God. It is on this throne, it is here that we receive His mercy, that we find grace to help us when we need it most. Remember where we read before in Psalms chapter 46 from verse 1 to 2. Remember we saw that He is always ready to help us in times of trouble. He is always prepared. There is no time you call on Him that you're taking Him unawares. You may call your friends and ask them to borrow you money to sort out a very big problem, and they will tell you, you are taking me unawares. Can you call back later? You may call a friend, or you may call someone to request for assistance. They will tell you, can you give me next week so that I can get ready for what you are asking for? But God calls whenever we. God answers whenever we call. If you call Him this second, He's going to respond this second. When you call Him by 12 in the night, He's going to respond by 12 in the night. He is ever active. The Bible says He doesn't sleep, neither does He slumber. He is our ever-present help. Do you know the meaning of ever-present help? Ever-present help means that He is ever ready round the clock. As a website developer and designer, there are some things we experience. Sometimes you will hear things like that the server is down. Now, when the server is down, it means you may be unable to access a website. When the server is down, it means you can't access a website. It means you may have to wait for it to come back online. That is not the way God is. God is our ever-present help. So He said, let us come boldly. How do you come boldly? First of all, you stay in the place of the Word for a long time. Stay in the place of the Word. Study the Word. Eat the Word. Read the Word. Stay on the Word. Stay on the Word. When you stay on the Word begins to change your mind. It begins to change your the way you think. It begins to change the perception. And you begin to see that the closed door that you've been mourning is part of God's plan for your life. You begin to see that the door may have been closed for you to notice another open door. The Word of God begins to change your perception. It begins to change everything. And when you look back on that problem again, you begin to find the solution in the problem. Sometimes the solutions we are looking for, they are in the problem. So you do what? You do what? You search the scriptures. You stay in the place of the word. You stay in the place of the word. There is no extent to which you will stop staying there. There is no extent to which you will stop staying there. The word of God gives us boldness, and it is in this boldness that the Bible says we should come boldly to the throne of grace, to the throne of our gracious God. And it is there that we receive His mercy. It is there that we find grace to help us when we need it most. When you grasp the word of God, hold on to it. Hold on to the word. Hold on to the word. Hold on to the word. We understand the character of God in Jesus. So whenever you see yourself in certain circumstances, what you've got to do is not to fear. For every situation, do not let fear cloud your mind. When fear cloud your mind, you will begin to look for answers where there are no answers. When fear clouds your mind, you will begin to search for solutions where there are no solutions. Sometimes we put our trust in men. Sometimes you find yourself in a problem and you believe that a certain man is going to help you out. And when you put a call across to them, they reaffirm, of course, that your education, I'm going to sponsor it. That business, I'm going to finance it. Once you are ready, let me know. And then you tell him or her, yes, I'm ready now. And they will tell you, okay, don't worry, call me next week. From call me next week, they will tell you, call me next month. Then before you know it, I had a project, I've spent so much money and all of that. So you don't put your trust in who? In man. You put your trust in God. God can use man. God can use men. But you put your trust in God. God can work for you through unexpected channels, through unexpected places. But then what do you have to do? First of all, you have to stay in the place of the word. Remember I said, stay in the place of the word. When you stay in the place of word, it deals with fear. Number one, it deals with fear. The word of God deals with fear. The word of God gives you the consciousness of God's presence. The word of God, number one, it deals with fear. Number two, it gives you the consciousness of God's presence. Number three, it deals with discouragements. Number four, it explains the personality of God to you. It makes the personality of God clearer to you. Hallelujah. It says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. So it deals with fear, and it gives you the consciousness of God's presence. And it says, don't be discouraged, for I am your God. It deals with discouragement, and it gives you insight into the personality of God. And he said, I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious hand, with my victorious right hand. God doesn't have a defeated hand. His hands are always victorious. So this is where we come to the end of this episode. When I come back again, we're going to be continuing on how to key into divine help. How to key into divine help. Number one, I said you should do what? You should stay in the place of the word. And when I come back your way again, I am George O. N. Blessings.
Thank you for listening. George will continue this teaching in the next episode. Remember, we are dealing on the topic, accessing divine help. Stay connected with the free George's Diary app on Google Play Store. or follow George's teachings on social media platforms using the hashtag GracefulGeorge.